1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So Anna Nicole Smith's TV show, Rudy, is debuting on Sunday night, right?
It is Sunday night, I think. But
well, tell me again, because you think it's a bad thing.
I think that Anna Nicole Smith, if she has a hit television show, I think the idea of beauty in this country will... I don't think it is a good idea for a woman who has no discipline physically for her TV show to become a hit, because women are going to copy this. Women are going to be inspired by this. And I think there is a very good possibility that the slender, toned bodies of women who work out and women who are taking care of themselves suddenly is not going to be Vogue. And instead, I don't have a lot of respect for Anna Nicole Smith. I don't think that a hillbilly butter hog. And I.
Okay, you know, calling names though.
No, I say it. I say it with all due respect, but I say it nonetheless. Anna Nicole Smith is a hillbilly butter hog, and I think that her influence on American women will be negative if this program is a hit.
All right. I know a lot of guys who like bigger women.
Well, if they're in a relationship with a bigger woman, they must be afraid that they're probably not having it more than twice a year. I can tell you, Phil, I've been with a great many beautiful women. I have never paid for a lap dance in my life in most of the strip bars that I go into, and that's significant because a lap dance is how a stripper makes her money, and I have never, ever had to pay for a lap dance in my life. But the one time I tried to have relations with a larger woman, I was not able to perform, and that was not my fault. This is the fault of the... If you ever find a man who is unable to perform, it is a woman's fault because she is not what we call in my culture, la-la-la-la, which is she's not giving up enough beauty. We are asking Miss Smith to delay the launch of her new reality show.
You really are afraid that Anna Nicole Smith having a hit show will mean that the undisciplined, fat, sloppy woman...
No, I say it what it is, a hillbilly butter hog. And
the hillbilly butter hog sounds so demeaning, though. And again, here we go again with the fat jokes.
No, it's not... You have to understand it. I think that this is a valid point. Why is it wrong for people to... be enamored of a strong, disciplined physical beauty? Why is it wrong for me to criticize someone who is not disciplined?
Well, it's not so much that she isn't. Maybe she isn't disciplined, but you take it out to hillbilly butterhog, and then you say that women will be influenced by this, and the next thing you know, we're going to have nothing but fat women running around.
Well, if you take my business, Phil, as you tell, and I own a lingerie store, I have women who come into my store who are looking for the latest fashion. If this Anna Nicole Smith becomes a popular, and if her body type becomes popular, I have a summer stock, and this is why I'm asking her to delay the launch of her program. I cannot sell these swimsuits, these lingerie, and other things that I have, because women are going to want the larger sizes. And so suddenly I have these smaller sizes that I won't be able to sell, and the larger size women who come in will be tearing the fabric, and there is going to be overhead if I bring in the new large sizes because it is going to cost me more. And so there are a number of things to consider, and the women will have no use for it looking for the larger sizes. I don't have to remind you that the state of the economy is such that we have so many people out of work.
All right, Rudy is with us from Jetem Lingerie. Now, you also have your store on Ventura Boulevard. You also have one in the Valley. You're saying that with larger sizes, the overhead's going to be more because you're going to have to order up more material?
Is it to make a larger size? Is more material, more stitching, more reinforcement, longer zippers. And not to mention, we have what we call a motivational atmosphere at Jetem. When a woman comes into our store who is a larger size, we motivate her by reminding her that her size perhaps is not as attractive as it should be, and that she can be better, she can be more lean and more tall. And we do that with our motivation horn when they come through. If I have to use that horn too many times, the electricity, the maintenance on this horn is going to be immense. And all of there's the horn right now.
Now, I'm familiar with the Jetem's motivational atmosphere. Now, you have a horn.
Let me do it again. Eddie, go ahead.
I can faintly hear. Is that a foghorn?
That signifies that a woman is in the store who is overweight. And that was the woman who walked in there. That tells the woman, I am overweight, I am larger than I should be, and I should lose weight, and I'm in Jutem, I want to buy only the best. I say to the Anna Nicole Smith program, because she is sloppy, she's not disciplined.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. What is your 1-800-449-8686? What is your idea of the classic American beauty?
I think the classic American beauty is a Jennifer Aniston. I'm sorry.
Maybe you could go into your office or something.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Gwyneth Paltrow, Meg Ryan. These are beautiful women, and they are toned women, and they are women who are not carrying a lot of weight.
But the fear on your part is that if Anna Nicole Smith's show takes off, American women are going to think that being, as you say, a fat butter hog is the way to go.
That is my fear, but not only fat. You emphasize fat. I am talking about undisciplined physical maintenance. There is no physical maintenance there. Now, what we've called a toilet sloppy, a fat butter hog, hillbilly butter hog, any of these things, there is truly nothing sexier than walking by a gym or a workout center and seeing a 110-pound woman in a two-hour spinning class.
Does this threaten your business? Because I know you sell lingerie to a certain body type, right?
Not only is it threatening my business, it can put me out of business. This attraction to the larger, bigger woman means the outfits have to be bigger, and the hourly rate is much less overseas if you're making a size 4. But when you have to force these workers into a size 18, these people don't live on air. And if you have a shop like mine, which caters to the classic American beauty, your business suffers. I'm carrying an inventory of close to $1 million. If I can't move it, it will cause me to reassess what I'm doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Rhonda. Rhonda, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Rhonda.
You?
Very good. Go ahead, ma'am.
This guy that is on the air, I cannot believe that someone who is in business can have this kind of attitude. Just because a woman is large or sized,
well,
does not mean that she is a big, fat, undisciplined butter hog.
Well, ma'am, do you think that a woman should exhibit a lack of discipline physically if she has influence on other women?
It has nothing to do with the lack of discipline or being overweight. I am a larger woman. I am happily married. I am a beautiful woman, and my husband loves me dearly.
Well,
And it has nothing to do with my size or my weight.
That you said something significant. In other words, he has to ignore your body to love you.
No, he pays very, very much attention to my body, actually.
But that's not what you said. And would you say you're healthy?
Yes, I am very healthy.
Can I jump in? Because, Rhonda, you're with us. Would you be offended if when you walked into a man's lingerie store, you're listening? Because I've been hearing this foghorn going off.
That is a motivation.
That is not a motivation. That is as biased and as... I cannot believe that someone has a business and conducts themselves in that manner.
I know that there are men, as you mentioned, Phil, who like women who are larger.
There are many men who like women that are larger.
I don't know if they are happy.
Well, you know, maybe some of the women that you go with maybe wish that you were a little larger. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to insult you. Why are you trying to insult me? The reason...
I'm trying to insult you because I think that your manner of doing business, you know, if you had any business sense about you whatsoever, you would look at this as an opportunity to serve people
right. Who
are looking for larger sizes.
If women
and
come
maybe
in...
you could increase your business.
I don't disagree with you, but I have a summer stock that I am going to lose my, excuse my language, I'm going to lose my ass on it. If
you know what,
Anna Nicole
it sounds
Smith,
like you need to.
Why do I need to? My business has been successful, but Anna Nicole Smith, if she has a program, is successful.
It has to do with women in general. Women in general who are different body sizes and different body types. It has nothing to do with anything about undisciplined or anything else. People are just different.
I know that your husband loves you. I don't doubt that your husband loves you. You say that he pays attention to your body. And
we
I know
have
that,
a very, very active sex
all
life.
All right, but is he...
He loves my body, and he...
Do you
this
say...
has nothing to do with Anna Nicole Smith. You are a offending women.
Ma'am,
in
I am
general.
Not trying. I'm saying your husband may pay attention to your body because he can't get it out of his line of sight, or because he is a man.
I think that's offensive.
I think that is very offensive, and I think that this man doesn't deserve to be in business. And I think that women who frequent his store need to let him know about
ma'am,
it too.
Ma'am, I am not trying to offend you. What I'm trying to say is.
Okay, your phone's going out, Rhonda, but we appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Rudy Canoza of Jetem Lingerie, who has also said he's going to have to spend upwards of another $60,000 to reinforce the floors in his store, because if the Anna Nicole Smith Show is a success, most American women are going to think that what you call Rudy what?
An undisciplined physical look is going to be popular with women. And I think this brings women down. I don't think this enhances women. I don't think this encourages women. And what we try to do is motivate women by what we call a motivational horn or motivational alert.
Yeah, well, you've got large women coming into your store and a foghorn going off. And I think it probably, you heard that lady, she's offended.
She is offended now. But if she begins to concentrate on her body to make her body better, and she becomes the woman she wants to be, which is a Jennifer Aniston, which is a Courtney Cox, which is a Gwyneth Paltrow, which is a Meg Ryan, she's going to be happier. But you can hear the number of women coming into my store right now who are what I would say, a hillbilly butterhog is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here. I got to take offense at hillbilly butterhog, even if you're talking about Anna Nicole Smith, who, for all I know, is a perfectly fine woman, and all kinds of jokes have been made about her. Her show is coming on the air on Sunday. And this guy believes that with the advent of an Anna Nicole Smith show, women are going to get physically sloppy and undisciplined. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're asking women if they would be influenced if the Anna Nicole Smith Show became a hit, which it debuts on Sunday, if they would be influenced to get as big as her and to become as... and you say it's just sloppy. Rudy? Wherever Rudy went. Are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, you say she's physically sloppy.
I think she is physically undisciplined, yes. And I think that that this is going to be an expense for our business as well as an expense in terms of health.
1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I think Rudy, I think you got some other issues, because this is not a concern that you should be worried about.
That women will become enamored of that body type.
There's no way in hell. I mean, there's women out there that would love. They would love to look like a Jennifer Aniston or a Courtney Cox, like you were saying, but it's just not physically possible for them to do so. And that's just fine. As long as they're happy with the body size that they're in, that's just great. Now, you obviously are not marketing to those types of women, so they're not going to come into your shop that much anyway. But
they do come into my shop. There's no way
that, number one, that her show is going to get popular, and number two, there's no way that women are going to be enamored with that body style.
Why don't you think that show would be popular? This woman was Playboy magazine. This woman was in the news. Everyone is to look at this woman.
Oh, just have you heard her talk? Have you heard anything that comes out of her mouth when she opens her mouth?
Can I ask a question, Rudy?
No,
I keep hearing that foghorn going off. Is that how many fat women are coming into your store?
That's just they're not disciplined physically.
There's no way that Anna Nicole Smith is going to be popular with the ladies.
You, as a man, do you find her attractive?
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yes.
No, I don't, but it's not because of her body size.
But you wouldn't mind taking a trip, visit all 69 states.
All right. Okay, hold on.
Well,
the size of
a woman is not just, it's not just the only thing that turns a guy on or off.
Well,
because a woman can be a size 4, but if she has the attitude of Anna Nicole Smith, she would turn me off worse than Anna Nicole Smith
does. I would say that Anna Nicole, I don't know what you mean about attitude. A woman is for, believe me, John, I have been with many women, many, many women, and I say this with great respect. I don't want a woman who I feel like I have to roll in flour.
Isn't that funny?
I'm serious.
That is not funny at all. I mean, and it's not only degrading to women, but it's embarrassing to men.
Why is that embarrassing to men?
That simple statement that you just said is an embarrassing statement to all men who respect women.
Here is a thing that I wish that I understood. Why cannot I not make a statement about people who do not have physical discipline like the hillbilly butterhog? And why can I...
Why do you keep going with that hillbilly butterhog line, okay?
Yeah, I really don't understand that
myself. And what's
up with
that foghorn going off?
I got them coming in left and right.
There's a lot of women out there that would love to look a lot slimmer. They would love to be a size 2 or a size 4.
I agree with you, but...
And it is just not possible.
But I don't understand...
No matter how physically disciplined they want to be.
I understand you, but I don't understand your comment that you don't like what she says. I don't give a woman time to talk. I get down to business.
You don't give a woman time to talk. That makes a lot of sense to me.
You know, if Anna Nicole Smith wore corduroy pants, she'd start a forest fire.
I understand that.
He's getting these cuties off, you notice.
That's unbelievable.
All right. I laud you for your respect for women beyond the physical.
Oh, you guys are saying this stuff because you want to pander to women. You're not talking like men. You want to pander to women. You're not talking like men. I don't give a woman time to talk, John. You know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah, you club them over the head and drag them
out. Men have no idea how much of a problem they are going to have after this show becomes a hit because of their manhood.
Afraid of the Anna Nicole Smith show.
I'm afraid that women are going to begin to want to look like this butter hog, and the next thing you know, I got $1 million worth of stock in my store. This is all the summer fashions. I don't carry anything over a size 8. She comes rolling into your living room, and the next thing you know, I'm on my ass looking for cigarette butts. And listen to the people coming in here.
All right.
Oh, Phil, this is what the guy's worried about.
Yeah, he's worried about his money.
This is unbelievable. You got to get away.
Are you trying to tell me you're not worried about money? Especially these times, we have WorldCom, we have Enron, we've got this Tyco, whatever you want. You're not worried about money? You're not worried about putting people on the street?
I'm worried about people putting on weight so that they won't buy swimsuits.
They won't buy the fashions that I stock, is what I'm trying to say.
And every time you blow that foghorn with a fat lady coming through the door, it probably drives them out. Can we wait to see whether this show is a success or not before we start worrying about losing money on stock? This show hasn't even aired once.
I have a feeling a lot. This is going to give women the excuse they have been looking for to sit down, just move right up to the table, put a napkin in the collar, and let's eat.
My God.
The thought of a size 18 in my store makes me go, I am a Latin man, and I love to say la 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 la. I can't do that.
All right, listen, John, thanks for calling, okay, because he's getting bizarre.
Men say goodbye to your erections when...
Okay.
There goes another one.
Well, I'll go out on a limb here and say that Anna Nicole Smith doesn't bother me. I've never heard her speak, though. I think I'm going to tune into the show just to see what she's got to say. But that was a guy who thought she was kind of vile because, Rudy, you know, you may say that you don't give women a time to talk, you know.
Hey, you know what's good? Look at this. That was Mama Cass. She just came in the store.
Yeah, okay. You get down to business. 1-800-449-8686. How can you ever want to shop in a store where you're hearing that going off? Here comes another... Never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Rudy, are you still there? Because we lost it.
I'm here, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza, in advance of the Anna Nicole Smith reality show going on here Sunday night, he is afraid that women are going to think that that is attractive and that they're going to lose physical discipline. And I think that's the word.
I feel like that really is what I want to emphasize. It's not whether a woman is, the hillbilly butter hog or that.
Well, you keep saying hillbilly butter hog. So if it's not about fat, it's not about fat.
It's about the discipline, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a point and I have a comment. And my point, first of all, is I'd love to know the class of women that this guy goes out with. Because women
I have
are
been
so
with many
much
women.
More
I've been
than
with many
just
women.
what they appear physically.
Well,
and
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry, you guys are cutting so that is my comment.
Can you hear us, Elaine? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. It sounded like your phone line just got really much better than it was. Go ahead.
I apologize. But my point is to this gentleman that
we
women
disagree.
Do not
women.
Sit around here waiting to just stuff our mouths. I'm 37 years old. I've had 3 children. I'm 5'11". I weigh about 144 pounds. And I take good care of myself because I have pride. Not because I'm trying to be beautiful for men. I just take care of myself because that's important to me. And
are
women
are
not
married?
Just waiting around for an excuse to gluttonize themselves.
Well, but if the style became the butter hog or the
don't say butter hog, say larger.
If the style became larger, you would be comfortable to be that way, correct?
No, I certainly would never be comfortable being that way because I prefer my body lean and trim.
All right, Elaine, I have a question. This is Phil Hendry. If you're walking into a man's lingerie store and you hear a foghorn go off every time a larger woman walks through, do you find that offensive?
Absolutely. Offensive.
I call this motivation. You call it offense, I call this motivation.
We're not motivated by you. Who do you think you are? We're motivated by what makes us feel right. And
Elaine, I have been with many, many women. Many women.
What class of woman, I have to ask? I cannot imagine that a woman with any brains or any class would tolerate for a moment a man like you. Certainly
what?
None of the women that I know, and I've run with very educated, very beautiful women.
I have had great respect for intelligence of American women. It took me years to get a healthy respect for American women. I used to think they were women good only for a love session, but I learned that they can work. They do have ability. They do make decisions. But if they let that butter hog tell them what to do, there's trouble. And I knew a girl who I had met. She began to sweat. This is how much weight she put on. She started to sweat Crisco. Can you believe that?
Oh, stop it.
I certainly don't believe that. Did it ever occur to you for a moment that perhaps you run with a class of women who may perhaps just stay lean to attract a man? What kind of a woman is that? You want a woman who wants to take care of herself because she wants to take care of herself, because she feels good about herself, because she feels good about herself.
Oh, okay, so I want a woman to take care of herself because she doesn't care what I think. You know, in other words, you want me to be able to butter my toast with some woman.
What happened?
We had an accident. I'm sorry. You want me to be able to butter my toast with some woman's rear end?
I just personally, I don't really feel that I'm going to make a point for you. So I'll go ahead and go.
All right,
but
Elaine,
I feel very
appreciate
sorry
it.
For you. And thank you
don't
very much.
Don't feel sorry
have
for
nice
me.
What's going on?
We had one of the butter hogs went through the floor. Yellow.
Yeah, I'm right here, man. Teresa, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Teresa?
Yes,
dear, go right ahead. Go ahead.
I want to correct my name. She called this man a gentleman for the comments that he's made about the women that he has dated.
I have dated
keeping
women.
Their mouth shut. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. He said that he doesn't give them a chance to talk. If they're stupid enough to go out with him, I would imagine it's best that they don't say anything anyway. He has no respect for women,
Teresa,
period,
how can
intelligent
you say,
or otherwise.
I have never had to pay for a lap dance. What do you call that when a stripper does not make me pay? What do you call that?
I call that stupid.
I don't understand.
Again, that shows what class of women that you are hanging out with.
What is that?
Rosemary Clooney just walked in.
Standard.
Uh-huh.
Yes, go ahead. But I say this to you with respect. What is wrong with motivating a woman to look her best?
There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a woman wanting to look her best.
And what is wrong with a man motivating her?
What you need to understand is that Each woman needs to look the best how they feel is best for them, not for what is best for you.
Well, you know something? I've got Nell Carter just pulled in. I gotta go.
I think that would be the best thing for this entire nation is for you to go.
Yeah, just to go. Thank you, Teresa, for your call. Nell Carter.
Yeah, you heard what happened. Holy. See, now there goes the whole floor.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. David Hall is on the line. Go ahead, David. What's up?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Look at it. Why are you such a misogynist?
I'm not a misogynist.
You did 45 minutes dumping on women, dumping on fat women. B.O. Listening to bodies falling downstairs. And you use as your thin excuse for satire, and I mean this is a very thin, thin connection, Anna Nicole Smith's show is debuting Sunday night. Well, ain't that a blockbusting, that's a real block party. Do you hate women?
Of course I don't hate women.
Then why would you spend 40 minutes making fun of fat women with the foghorn sound effect and a body falling down the stairs?
Because I thought the Anna Nicole Smith show was a significant thing.
Okay. So what's that got to do with anything?
Because some people think she's overweight.
You don't.
Well, I don't think there's anything unattractive about her.
All right, then why don't you have the guts to say that instead of going along with Chris Pelton, Craig Taylor, and all the other children that work for you with the B.O. Every fat woman joke you trotted out. Yeah, when Anna Nicole Smith lays around, she really lays around. And what was that other cutie? I got a roller in flour?
Sorry.
Sorry. Phil, help.
What's wrong?
B. Arthur's banging on the window.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.